13.05 UTC, 14.05 local time. Here are the major happenings in regions with me, Bertrand Lasamba. First, the headlines. 220 new sheds under construction at the Bumanda Main Market will be completed and handed over to the vendors who lost their stores in a fire incident, and this within a deadline of 6 months. Pupils of Uru Galije 1 and 2 have expressed gratitude to volunteers of the northern region for the repair of broken benches of their respective schools. Those are the headlines, and now the news in greater details. The construction of some 220 sheds, which were burned during the February 22nd fire incident at the Bumanda Main Market, has started and will be completed in 6 months at a financial cost of over 1 billion francs CFA provided by the Bumanda City Council. Engineers in charge of the project are reassuring the locals that there are two major entry points into the site to facilitate a rapid response by firefighting experts in case of another fire outbreak. Kilo Valerie Nsai reports from Bumanda.
Based on the construction plan, there are two major entrances of 5 meters each, a sufficient space for fire extinguishing vehicles to promptly intervene and limit extensive material damage in case of another fire outbreak. Experts also talk of a G+2 foundation, implying that it can eventually host two floors to respond to potential scarcity of shed. The current sizes of sheds being constructed are 9 meters squares, each divided into four blocks. As concerned plans to rebuild the entire aging market, the Bumanda City Mayor Paul Achobong reassures that negotiations with the Special Council Support Fund for Mutual Assistance, FACOM, are progressing.
All relevant documents required for the funding have been submitted to FACOM, and we are glad to announce that our documents have not suffered any form of reject. As the documents are progressing in the process of a loan, we are comfortable that the full package of the loan will be granted.
The estimated cost for the construction of the Bumanda Main Market, the biggest in the Northwest, is over 6 billion CFA francs. Killer Valerie Salaus, CR TV News, Bumanda.
Still in relation to development, the Limba One Council will operate on a budget of 980 million francs CFA in 2025. This projection was made and adopted yesterday during the second ordinary session of the Council for 2024, where it was evaluated. The early 20 projects have been earmarked for 2025 to address one pressing needs of local population. Details with Olivia Mwaye Ambai in the Southwest.
Liaison officers from different subdivisions in the Southwest region took turns to present their program of activities in the last 3 months.
Florence Oteki Williams, liaison officer from Limbe 3 subdivision. Occasions that are taking place in the community, I go there, big fleet for maybe 5-3 minutes, and I tell them about OPIC, the responsibility and missions of OPIC, and they give me their questions, their worries, their complaints, all those things, and I put them down.
The public independent conciliator, Madame Dorothy Mutaze, appreciated their efforts while reiterating her commitment to ensuring that the information about the role of the institution gets to every nook and cranny of the Southwest region.
They are giving the true picture on the ground, because sometimes you go to meetings and those in power there, they give a different picture. So when they come from the grassroots, the reports now give us a true image of what is happening in the municipal region. So we'll continue working with them, because our main aim is to ensure that we inform the population.
She also urged the population to cooperate with the liaison officers in order to make good use of the services provided by the office. Ngo Baleba Sophia Ebe, CRTV, Boya.
In the meantime, municipal councillors of Yaoundé 3 have identified main projects for the 2025 budget. The session held in the presence of the senior divisional officer for Mfundi was also used to salute the mayor, Lucas Owona, for the extension of the Ahala and Fulan markets. Belsa tells us more.
Exchanges and debates between municipal authorities of Yaoundé 3 centered on identifying socio-economic projects that will enable them vote their 2025 budget in the month of December. The Secretary General at the Yaoundé 3 Council, Ashu Eposi, throws more light.
The budgetary orientations which have been given by the municipal executive falls in line with orientations of sports, education, culture, support to the youth, creation of road infrastructure, as well as commercial buildings, which will improve on our local revenue.
The Assistant Senior Divisional Officer for Fundi, during the session, lauded the mayor and his collaborators for the realization of major projects in the municipality, like the construction and extension of the Ahala and Ifulan markets, the projects which are near completion, according to the mayor. Lucas Owona is expected to be ready in the month of January 2025. Pelsa, CRTV, Center.
You're listening to the regional news live from Yaoundé. Custodians of traditions in the Northwest region have indicated that they are optimistic about the gradual return of cultural festivals thanks to the relative calm experienced in the region. The region in the last years has witnessed the celebration of cultural festivals such as Wimbrum, the Nkwen Cultural Heritage Festival, which the most recent being the Tukubum Cultural Festival, which, according to the members of the communities, are aimed at reviving lost cultures. Mary Ann Lantoum reports.
In the Northwest region, some villages like Nkwen and Wimbum have for the last 3 years been organizing their cultural festivals, bringing together sons and daughters of the soil. Recently, members of the Boom community also came together, and according to a native of Boom, their reunion is aimed at reviving their cultural heritage.
Come and express ourselves and enjoy our culture in a friendly and a unifying way. We, the Boom people, for the past years have discovered that our tradition was getting lost.
The festivals, as explained by another custodian of the tradition, also tailored towards strengthening relationships in the Northwest region.
We felt that it was significant, it was important that the name of the festival shouldn't just be a name that covers us as Boom people, but it should translate the significance, the spiritual essence.
Despite some tribes halting several festivals in the last few years on account of insecurity in the region, many traditional rulers and inhabitants of the Northwest are determined to uphold their culture even out of the Northwest. Miriam Lantoum, CRTV News, Bamenda.
The 39th edition of the International Volunteer Day has been observed in Garoua, with some members of the North Volunteerism Club trained in carpentry and woodwork, putting smiles on the faces of learners of the government primary practicing school, Uru Galije 1 and 2 following the repair of some broken benches in the institution. The philanthropic initiative was carried out under the supervision of officials of the regional delegation of youth affairs and civic education, who seized the opportunity to urge young Cameroonians to find delight in carrying out volunteerism acts that breed development and improve on the livelihood of members of their communities. We have details with Julius Neba.
At the government primary practicing school, Urungal Biji 1 and 2, a majority of pupils are obliged to sit on their classroom floors and take their lessons, not only because of the insufficient number of benches in all the classrooms, but also because a good number of the few benches that are available are in a shattered state, as we hear from the head teacher, Swaibu Sajo. We have a minimum of 100 learners in a classroom, and hence, on every bench, we have between 4 and 5 pupils. So, naturally, the benches cannot last. Meaning, unfortunately, their philanthropic gesture will not completely solve our problem. The woodwork volunteers like Jongyabo Vivian, who are also benefiting from trainings organized by Minjek, say the sorry sight moved them to take action.
We noticed that these children were sitting on the floor to receive their lessons, which is very sad. So we voluntarily came to fix the benches so that they can study well, especially given that there are younger brothers and sisters.
Encouraging other young Cameroonians to emulate their volunteerism spirit, the Minjek focal point of the North Volunteerism Program, Fankana Traore, highlights that it is a very positive approach to contribute to nation building. Before asking what the country has done for you, it is good to say this is what I have done for my community and country. That is why these volunteers understood that they have to go put their competence to the benefit of all. By the time the carpentry volunteers finished the repair works, some privileged learners could not hide their joy as they once more could sit on comfortable benches and take their lessons.
Julius Neba reporting. And young people in the West region seem to show a higher propensity for careers in the sectors of national security and defense. The West Regional Delegation for Employment and Vocational Training has organized the 8th edition of the Career Fair and Employment Exchange Days under the patronage of West Governor Awa Fonka Augustine. Nuke Produce tells us more.
Professional organizations, institutions of higher learning, business entities mounted exhibition stands at the fairgrounds. Thousands of young people made the rounds of the stands.
My name is Fonwell. I'm a student of GBHS Bapsam. I've also seen places that they do pastries, places that if you want to become a journalist, like me, I want to become a journalist.
The Ministry of Forestry and Wildlife drew quite some attention with its wide range of new career opportunities. Tala Cecil, Regional Coordinator number 3 in the West Regional Delegation.
He can be a map grower, that is a cartographer. He can be either a pepinatist, that is tree planting, a silviculture, or he can do the management of trees.
National Security and the Defense Corps attracted many visitors to their stands.
I want to become a soldier. I've seen places here where there are guns that give us what I've heard, and I really feel the God. We have entered the armor car, we have experienced being a soldier, and I really wish that you become a soldier so that we can fight the bad people in our country.
I'm level 1, I'm studying civil engineering and technology. I want to be an engineer.
After making the rounds of the stands, Governor Awa Fonka called on the youths and other job seekers to take full advantage of the variety of career opportunities exhibited.
I think from the very first day, several of them have already obtained jobs. We are very satisfied, and I think it is a very big opportunity for these youths to discover the different traits and opportunities that abound, and also to discover themselves.
There were also counseling on job searching techniques, project development, and business planning. Nuke Protus, CRTV, Bafusam.
At almost 20 past two, we put a cap on this edition of the Regional News, in which you heard that 220 new sheds under construction at the Bamanda Main Market will be completed and handed over to the vendors who lost their stores in a fire incident, and this within a deadline of 6 months. Pupils of Oru Gali J1 and 2 have expressed gratitude to the volunteers of the North for the repair of broken benches of their schools. As from next week, Monday, you'll be in the company of Elizabeth Agbombonet. I want to thank you so very much for being with us all through. This edition of the news was produced, as usual, by Patrick Oscar Afan. Avian Bertrand, Osso Ben Yaoundé.